those of you that don't know this theme song, this is from Celebrity Bowling in the 1970s. And this...
You know, you actually look like a celebrity bowler today.
I feel like Bill Macy from Maud.
Yeah.
Celebrity Bowling was a hell of a show. We're just going to keep this going.
Let's screw it a little bit.
Okay. Welcome to Point of Order. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
I am Jason Bogdan. With us, we have the returning...
The Wily White Man.
Stephen McGrath. Linda is always with us on stats, of course. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Sunday. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
My father doesn't listen because he doesn't know how to turn the computer on.
And that's okay.
That is coming from the man that yelled into a McDonald's garbage can and thought that
that's
was
true.
We went to the drive-thru. I'll have a number two right into that like little tunnel thing.
Yeah. That's classic.
And those are things you just can't make up because that's real. So we're going to start with game six, as it were.
Yes.
And as I like to call it, the flinging of the baby teeth of Steph Curry.
That was very funny. That was very funny.
Man throws his little baby teeth at the audience, gets thrown out. He only apologized because I think it was a Cavaliers minority owner's son. That he hit?
You can't hit a minority.
You can't. Yeah. That's it. We're off the air.
Yeah, 2 minutes in. And
Steve's
got
back. The first thing he says.
Yeah. Woo! I feel great.
that's amazing.
They're bringing the Apollo Theater hook right now.
Sam's coming in.
Ready.
So,
look, I understand the throwing of the teeth through the mouth guard.
There were some bad calls in that
game. There were a lot of bad calls
in that
game.
More so in the last 5 minutes. Six minutes of the game, I would say. But
Curry was out with like 5 minutes to go. So
if you didn't watch the game, the Cavaliers they when you score 11 points in the first quarter, you're gonna lose.
Yeah,
that's just how it works. And the referees had no control over that.
That's true.
When you come out and you get punched in the face very quickly,
or in the teeth,
yes,
little baby teeth,
you're gonna lose. Mm-hmm. And the Cavaliers, especially Kyrie Irving, just kept their foot on the gas. Just kept going and going and going. And the way to beat this team, now that you might not have Iguodala for Game 7, you're definitely not going to have Bogut. The way to beat this team is to break them down defensively in the post.
Yep.
They are now they're now out there for everyone. Everyone can see.
They're exposed.
They're exposed. Thank you for the word I forgot. They're exposed. And Steph Curry, boy, let me tell you, I'm so right about this individual that when he gets in a funk, it's all done.
But is that true for any basketball player?
No.
Yeah.
No, because LeBron can bring himself out of a funk.
LeBron, remember, you know, there's a couple
Six
of finals
ago,
that he
okay.
lost, like a
okay,
bunch of
I,
them.
I do.
And
but
he was in a funk. But the thing is right now, the reason why they're in it is because LeBron James, I mean, Kyrie is doing what he does, but LeBron is filling the stat sheet all the way to the end.
LeBron.
40 points, 13 hard rebounds, 9 assists.
LeBron is.
12 hot dogs sold.
LeBron is one of. He's now the sixth player in NBA history to record 41, 10, and 5 in two consecutive finals games. The others are Rick Barry, Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan, and Jerry West. That's some company.
Yeah, no, that's company. But going into game 7. Right. Let's look at this like a boxing match, right? We're going to the 12th round.
Yeah.
You got the Warriors looking for that knockout punch, and you got Cleveland's got to play a really good game to win.
If they're on,
I just don't see it happening.
What the Warriors need to do in the first half, at least, is not take as many threes. If you want to do the threes in the second half,
if it's working, it's
depends,
working. But
they
if
have
it's
to
not
finish.
Working,
it hasn't
if
worked.
It's not working, they need to go away from it.
That's the thing about the Warriors; they have nothing else after they go away from it.
Well, a lot has to do with Harrison Barnes all of a sudden not showing up the last couple of games. People were talking about him having a max contract. Someone's going to sign him. But if he continues to play this way, he's definitely losing millions per game.
And I'm gonna say this because I like Andre Iguodala. I think he's one of the more underrated NBA players that's come out in the last 10 or so years. I feel bad for him. I mean,
started off as a 76er.
I feel bad for him because he's got a pretty good shot on him, and he plays some mean defense. But I mean,
he hampered him in Game Six.
Yeah.
I think people don't like really realize that is like when they missed the shots and they were because he was the power forward or center at the he wouldn't jump for rebounds.
No.
Like, after he hurt his back.
Well, he also he couldn't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he, like, Tristan Thompson is bigger than him, and he's jumping over him.
Yeah.
So a lot of those missed shots don't come into second chance points. So, like, they get the rebounds, they go down, they score another basket, they miss, and repeat.
And that's another undersung hero, I think, is Tristan Thompson, man. That guy's been playing out of his mind the last three games.
Yeah, he's got the last good
games. The money he got, he's making, what, $15.5 million a year? Something in that vein?
He's making a lot.
Now, I'll go back and say this again, because I think I said this last week or the week before. Kevin Love needs to be making that much money.
$15 million.
Yeah, $15 million. He's not, what is he making, 24 and a half?
Something like that.
That's insane. Guy had 2 points.
I mean, at this point, you have to ask if he's worth $15 million.
Yeah, he's worth $15 million. I think he's worth $15 million. I think if Jeremy Lin's going to make $17 million a year, Kevin Love is worth $15
million. Tristan's making 14.2.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Love, hold on.
It's got to be high 20. Not
high
20.
Well, he just got the contract last year. So they're
21.17.
That's 2 million. That's too much.
That's too many.
I mean, that's too many millions. That's many monies.
He came from a team where he averaged a double-double through his whole career.
Right, because he was the number one.
Yeah.
And now, If you were to put Kevin Love back on the Timberwolves right now with what they have with Towns and all that, they'd be horrible. Mm-hmm. Because Kevin Love would clog the lane, do what he always did over there in Minnesota without having anybody. See, Wiggins is so much better off not having Kevin Love on his team. If there's one NBA player that can kiss the sky and say thank you, it's Andrew Wiggins, because that team next year, they need one more piece. They're probably going to draft somebody. Mm-hmm. They're what, top 15 pick?
I think they're top 4 or something like that.
Are they?
So, yeah, they just finished with a bad record. You can check it out. They have a top 5 pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you take Kevin Love on the Knicks?
No, I don't think I would. He doesn't fit into what we're trying to do. I would
What we're trying to do? I'd like to get to the bottom of that.
A winning basketball.
Hopefully. I mean, if next year, because I'm hearing Aaron Aflalo is going to opt out. Thank God that guy.
Good, that's money coming up.
The last couple of years, we've had the opt-in problem.
Yeah.
Where everyone's like, "Man, I'm not going to make this when I get out of here. I'll take the 25."
Man, I suck.
But back to the Warriors. What do they need to do in the first quarter? It's just because they're at home. They have that at least, right?
This is what do they need to do? I think it starts before the game. Steve Kerr didn't make this adjustment with the Bogut thing for Game 6, but I think they need to make this for Game 7.
Azili?
Mo Spates. Mm. Put him out there. He's hitting the shots.
Interesting.
He's tall.
Yeah.
He can give something to Tristan Thompson at the post. You can't go. It's not working. The depth lineup, the really small lineup, it hasn't. If you're not hitting those threes, it's not working. You need a tall guy to get those rebounds for you, and that's why Andrew Bogut was so special for this whole for the 72 wins, the 73 wins, and this whole playoff.
See, if I'm the Warriors, right, and I see that Shumpert's coming on and J.R. Smith is on and Thompson at the same time, I'm bringing in Spates, mm-hmm. and I'm having Barnes out there. I'm taking Curry and Thompson off the floor, and I'm doing a lot of backdoor passes, a lot of screens, because the Cavaliers, a lot of the points that the Warriors scored in Game 6, bad help defense, people looking at each other.
Right.
That's how you're going to beat the Cavaliers. How the Cavaliers are going to beat the Warriors, just like I said, bust them down in the post.
The best thing that happened to the Cavs in the first quarter was Kevin Love got 2 fouls.
Yes.
And you saw the lead just balloon.
Balloon, yeah. Yep.
And then they weren't hitting shots, and the combination of that made it almost unreachable. But they did
come
back.
Why isn't Channing Frye starting?
I don't know. Maybe he's a defensive liability. I don't know.
More so than Kevin Love?
Well,
I mean, that's...
Kevin Love is a guy that does the same thing, hits threes, and he's taller. So, I mean, that's pretty much the only reason why he's out there.
Okay,
Warriors need to start strong. They need to come out strong. I don't think you can go away from what got you here. They need to see what they have in the three ball early and often. If it's not working, then they got to go to what you said. But they have to, you know.
What's going to win, what's going to help them, too, is busting down J.R. Smith. Giving Klay Thompson the ball for the most part in the first quarter, mm-hmm. and letting J.R. Smith have to defend, because we've seen it firsthand. When J.R. Smith has to defend, it's 4 fouls in the first quarter. It's just how it works.
Yeah, because he plays stupidly.
He plays horrible.
He
ties shoes for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's more interested in your feet. So.
I mean, he's also an X factor on the offensive end, too. I mean, if he's starting to hit those threes with regularity, I mean, the fact.
But if he gets into foul trouble early, then he's not off the floor.
Well, I mean, yeah. They need J.R. Smith. LeBron is going to be LeBron. Kyrie is going to be Kyrie. But
J.R. Smith can give, well, Tristan Thompson's been the third guy for the last two games. But if they can, if J.R. Smith can give you 5 for 11, right, and 2 for 3 from 3-point land, you're going to win. You're going to win.
Yeah.
You're probably not bad because Jared. That's 14 points essentially.
But here's why that's not guaranteed, because the way the Warriors play, they shoot threes.
Oh.
I'm saying like
I understand that.
Because they play that way, they make more confused. They can catch up more quickly as opposed to somebody that's like LeBron going in and driving and all that. So
who's gonna win? Let's call this now, and then later we'll get to other predictions. But who do you guys like? If I were a betting man,
it's hard because
it
really depends on the first 6 minutes of this game are going to determine
the game.
It's so
funny. I agree. I think the winner is going to be clear early. I don't think this game is going to necessarily be.
I don't think it's
going to
be a high scoring game either.
But I don't think it's going to be 1 or 2 point differential at the end.
I just hope it is, because I'm tired of seeing the 20-point spread. Yeah. After every single game, like the Warriors killed the Cavs, and they're like, "Oh, it's over, it's over, it's over." And then the Cavs killed the Warriors, and they're like, "Oh my God, they're gonna win!" It's like, can I get a buzzer beater?
Yeah,
can we get like a
J.R. Smith?
But that's
right.
This is why I hate this style of basketball. It doesn't factor into buzzer beating basketball.
Right.
It doesn't. Like Jordan played buzzer beating basketball. Because they were big guys that defended and played hard defense. The score 120-93. You know those things. That's because the Warriors chuck the ball up and don't get back on defense. They're not a good defensive team, which is why I think the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win 106-98.
Ooh,
yeah, pretty good.
106-98.
I think if the Warriors figure it out, it's over in the first half. The first 6 minutes. I think you need to see the half.
Okay.
I think you'll know at halftime. But if the Warriors have it going in the first half, then they
should I write these down?
Yeah, I have 106-98, Cleveland.
I think it will be a high scoring game. I think people are just gonna. There's gonna be a lot of fouls. There's gonna
be
a lot of aggression.
It's like an All-Star game.
I think it's gonna be like 120 to like 115.
Warriors?
Yeah.
Warriors?
I think LeBron has like a fucking 45-point game again. I think Kyrie has another like 30-something point game, and it's just like it's a bloodbath.
I'm going to go 98. I'm going to go 110-98 Warriors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Linda?
I'm also going Warriors, you know that.
Of course.
I think it's going to be a higher scoring game than you think.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, if the Splash Brothers figure it out,
Sure. If they fit, and that's, I think you'll know in the first quarter if they figured it out for the most part.
And the fear of getting suspended for game 7 is out of Iguodala's mind because you're already. I mean, Draymond Green's mind.
Yeah, we're right here.
He's just got to not be thrown out of the game, period. This
essentially.
Suspension, too, by the way.
You accumulated the points.
Yeah, you know what? If you did it to Steven Adams, nobody cares. Yeah. You can't do it to LeBron James. You just keep that.
Even though LeBron,
incited
it.
Yeah,
but you can't do that.
But I also
can't punch a man in the testicles again.
What's going on with America where everybody's punching everybody in the ding ding? What's the deal with that?
I don't know
what's happening. But I will say that in Game 6, my the favorite moment is when LeBron blocked Steph Curry
and
gave him the dinner. Yeah. Go get me my dinner, my friend. it's time to go for you to go get the ribs now. So that was amazing.
I LeBron was insane in
He's,
that game.
Man,
he couldn't stop him.
No, but here's
you
the thing: like,
him,
you think about
him?
All those championships. Obviously, people always talk about how many titles he's lost.
Yeah.
He's playing like a man possessed,
yeah.
And if they do go on to win this, he will get his just desserts as he carried this team. Kyrie, of course, has done his thing.
Yes,
but he really carried that team.
The man doesn't want you to like Steph Curry. The man doesn't want you to know about Steph Curry. Doesn't think he's a great. I know. You could look in LeBron's face and that look alone. It's like, who do you think you are?
I mean, if LeBron doesn't win tonight,
he's not going to.
But if he doesn't, it's kind of. He's kind of in a tough position, right? Because he came back home to win a championship for Cleveland. Not a lot goes right in Cleveland, sports-wise.
Well, he'll blame Kevin Love and get Kevin Love out of it.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Then he's done it for 2 years to come back, and he still hasn't won it. The best player in the world
right.
hasn't come
and
back.
And he'll blame Kevin Love for both years.
Did you see him? Did you see Kevin Love go for a high five? And
yeah, LeBron yelling at him. Kevin Love looked like a kid in the playground. So dejected.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
he was like,
awesome.
Yeah, he was like really excited, and then he's like, his face just turns. He's like, oh man.
LeBron's like,
what's
your
homework?
At me.
Yeah.
Speaking of little children at the playground, Ayesha Curry said something very funny the other day about how the NBA was rigged, mm-hmm. and I was there live, and I saw it. Yep. And Stephen A. No, I wasn't there. She said that. She tweeted it. You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling
right.
good?
I'm alone.
All right.
Yeah, I started my day in Jersey, by the way.
I understand.
The Jersey Shore.
You smell like bologna.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
She tweeted out, "I've lost all respect. Sorry, this is absolutely rigged for money or ratings. I'm not sure which. I won't be silent. Just saw it live. Sorry."
Okay. Let me ask you a question, my lady. 10 years ago, what was your bank account like? What's it like today? That's the NBA. The NBA did that for you. You cannot do that. I said this before the show started. It's like a guy that runs a casino telling everybody in the casino that the casino is rigged, and then he gets his brains blown out. You understand? And I was watching the whole Stephen A. Smith, Ayesha Curry interaction through Twitter on First Take a couple days ago, and she took it way out of pocket. He just said, he wasn't talking about her being a woman or anything like that, pitting two women against each other or whatever Ayesha Curry said. What he said was, you just need to act like a professional because your husband is a professional basketball player. The money you're making is coming from there. And if this was LeBron James's wife saying this at any point in any of the finals, he would have been kicked out of town. They would have followed him with pitchforks. They would have went insane on her. She wouldn't have been allowed at games. And because we like Ayesha Curry, because America has latched onto this family with their Christian rights and their values and their God-fearing people
are
and
they?
All this nonsense.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I think the reason, one of the reasons why Curry decided not to use Nike was because I think he wanted some sort of like Christian sort of saying on his shoe, and Nike didn't want to do that, so he's just like, you know, whatever. But I'm not agreeing with Ayesha Curry, but I do think there is some sort of like referee has like a mentality when they're in a home court. Like the crowd is on you. You can make like sort of these split decisions that sort of don't make sense when you're watching it on TV or watching it from the stands, but they can sort of be manipulated. And LeBron is a very good manipulator. Well, he's on the court. He is.
I also heard that they kind of had issues getting to like the actual stadium that day. Like the car didn't come. Her father got detained.
All right, then that's tinfoil hat
so
stuff.
Yeah, guess what?
It's just a lot of things. Like,
guess
that
what?
The reason
you're
why
in
she,
Cleveland.
She was
you
also,
deal with it.
She was very
what about
angry.
The phantom
that's
call?
That's all I'm saying.
What about the phantom call in 2006 with Miami? Remember that? The phantom phone call that woke everybody up at night?
Yeah.
There's nobody. That was fucking great.
Well, but,
and I also did like Steph Curry just saying, like, I might have to close, like,
I might have to turn off the Wi-Fi in the house. He understands.
Yeah, he gets it.
Just let me play basketball.
Yes,
but wait, Stephen A. Smith's don't say he was comparing two women to each other when he was asked about LeBron's wife.
Yeah,
she said
he was pitting them against each other, which is not.
Not quite, but
no,
he
that's
was,
what she said on
no,
Twitter.
No, I know what she said, but I'm saying his quote was a backhanded dig.
Of course it was.
Right.
He loves LeBron.
Right. So
LeBron's friend.
But then she said, "Don't try to pit us against people." He's not trying to pit you. No, but you definitely tried to jab her there by saying, "Well, LeBron's wife sits there, doesn't tweet, doesn't do all this stuff."
I think he also meant.
We don't know LeBron's wife.
Hmm?
We don't know LeBron's wife. We see
right, because she's been here long enough for 14 years where she doesn't have to do this, and she also knows she's LeBron James's wife, and. Everything is fine.
Well,
everything's gravy and boat, you know?
Exactly.
He, you know, I did read this thing where, you know, talking about how LeBron, you know, quote-unquote, got Draymond suspended. And they were saying that when it's LeBron, everybody's like, yo, you know, you're a bitch and all that stuff. But if that was Jordan, they'd be like, wow, his basketball IQ is crazy.
Yeah.
He knew what he needed to do to get him suspended.
Listen, if LeBron came about in the early 90s, and you got to see LeBron versus Jordan be the best time for sports ever. Mm-hmm. The fact that LeBron came about in the social media age, the same time as Steph Curry, means that it's not a rivalry because, one, they don't play the same position. That's yeah. rivals yeah. play the same position, in yeah. my opinion.
They defend each other.
They defend each other. And their games are completely different. So that's also not a rivalry to me. And I think the benefit of the doubt in the social media age is that I can hear you typing
yeah.
there.
Yeah, testing
the
type,
the social media age I lost my train of thought. Go ahead, Steve. God damn with the typing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. But also, it's sort of unfair to compare LeBron to anybody because nobody has been is built like him. Nobody has his sort of game.
Right.
But I honestly think that LeBron has become a much better basketball player in the last 2 years than his whole career.
He's changed his game dramatically.
He still drives. He yeah. still does everything. He still
he's
is very
facilitator,
smart.
Though.
But he's always been a facilitator. But the fact that his outside shot is now falling, that is what probably should have won him the title last year if Kyrie and Love were healthy, and may win it this year.
And maybe LeBron's kept his outside shot a secret again. Maybe he's been working on it, not letting anybody in on it, and he uses it when he needs to use it.
It's the reason why he's lost all those finals. It has to be.
It has to be there.
Because when you're in the finals, you're obviously facing the best team from the other conference. So he can't just rely yeah. on his layups. Yeah. Like, you can't just keep getting open layups or dunks or whatever. You need to hit free throws, which he does, which, like, he wasn't consistent back, you know, like, even when he was on the Heat. He's like a 75-80% free
yeah.
throw shooter.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, once you get all that going, then that's how you win championships.
All right, we've spent 22 minutes here on the finals. I think, and
well,
I
it's important. The game.
It's
no more basketball after
that's
today.
Why we spent 22 minutes on it. You want to hear something? You want to call in? 718-928-9732. Now we're going to talk about the dysfunction that is the New York Metropolitan Baseball Organization. Jim Henderson's done.
Big Jim?
He's finished.
Yeah.
His elbow is doing that thing again where it's throwing straight down the middle and home runs are being hit.
I mean, the whole team is in that mode right now.
Right.
This is bad.
Yes, and who would have thought over the last 10 games your best hit is James Loney? Who would have thought that?
Well, I think about, you know, they're running teams out there where these guys weren't even on the opening day roster. You know, more than half of them.
Yeah.
Loney, Reynolds.
Kelly Johnson.
Rene Rivera
yeah.
is out there.
Who calls a damn good game, but he's not a good hitting catcher.
No. Terrible hitting catcher.
So that brings me to the point, what do you do now? Do you mm-hmm. see, because you have all the arms in the world at the moment. You have the arms.
Right.
And I've been hearing Wheeler for Lucroy, and something's holding it up, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's contract. Maybe
they want
it's
more than Wheeler. They want more than Wheeler.
What do they want?
They want Wheeler. Well, it's not going to matter to you here, but Wheeler, Flores, and then a top prospect like a Dominic Smith is what they want.
Oh, you're not getting Dominic
no.
Smith.
No.
No. I mean,
he's the replacement.
I trade you Wheeler and Flores.
Sure.
I wouldn't.
But Lucroy's also, was he 30?
29.
We have a lot 29. Of shortstop prospects. Why don't we get, like, what about like Ahmed Rosario or?
I want to see him.
Yeah, me too.
That's one
yeah,
I want to see.
But you have
all right, trade
Reynolds.
Them. Give them,
you have,
give them Nimmo.
Yeah, but
no
Nimmo
way.
Might be coming up soon.
No way.
He's heating up.
Well,
boy.
Yeah,
he's
I understand.
Going nuts right now.
All right, everybody hits in Las Vegas.
I got to see Nimmo because he was the pick before Jose Fernandez.
Yeah.
We didn't pick Jose Fernandez, we picked Nimmo. Have to see how he does. Right?
That's just heartbreaking. Nobody, short of God, is ever going to be as good as Jose Fernandez. But big issue. Look, I have to say, I think it's done. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It was done last year at this time.
Last year you were one piece away. You were one move away.
No, but we were horrible in June.
No, you're right. You're right. It's good perspective. But, you know, we needed that. Where's the cesspit it's going to come from this year? The way that man carried us was insane. You're not going to. Jonathan Lucroy's not going to hit you 17 home runs down the stretch or, you know, 50.
Bring Nimmo up.
Nimmo's
the guy.
I heard that they're looking into Valencia, Danny Valencia from the Oakland A's.
Ugh.
You don't like
him? He's fine. I like him a lot, but it's like, you know, like getting excited. We talked about this last week for the Kelly Johnson trade. Kelly Johnson.
Hey, he's hitting 280 since he's been here. Let's not go crazy.
Yeah, Kelly Johnson.
He's off the. But nobody said he was going to change the world. He's an off the bench guy. He's a guy that gives you a little depth on that horrible, horrible bench.
Well, the thing is, you need to string hits together to win games.
And last night, Terry, you're up 4-3. You're down 4-3. You got runners on first and second. No, you got runners on first and third, and you pinch hit Ty Kelly. Are you fucking nuts?
Who else would you put up?
Kelly Johnson. Come on, or Matt Reynolds.
Wow, you see, Ty Kelly hit that big home run a couple of weeks ago.
And he hasn't had hit a ball since.
He's really
he blew
high
his
on
load
that.
In Pittsburgh. That's it. I blew my load.
That's the Tony Bennett B side. Left my heart in San Francisco.
Well, there you go. But if you look at Ty Kelly right now, I mean, he reminds
he's
me
back
so
up. I thought
much.
We sent him down.
He's back.
He's got a round trip ticket.
Yeah. He reminds me so much of Nick Evans. Just a
bum.
A man you hate. Like, when you look at him, you want to hit him in the face. Like, you feel so angry that he's on your team. Like, Kelly Johnson I'm okay with because Kelly Johnson's been around a while and he can hit. And
at least if Kelly Johnson doesn't hit, he gives you stuff in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, he's good
veteran
in the locker room.
Veteran presence
is
very important since we have to talk about this now.
Since David Wright's career is over.
David Wright's career is
over. You missed
probably
it last week.
Over.
We got an inside tip.
Mm-hmm. Which is a real tip.
I listened to the podcast.
That, oh, good. Very good.
You were the one.
Yeah. He was that. Yeah. Thanks. Tell your mother we need her listenership.
She's listening now.
Good. Hello, Doreen. Eamon, happy Father's Day while
yeah,
we're going
happy
through the
Father's
family.
Day.
You're a very lucky man, Eamon. Very lucky.
So Joe's, for those who don't know this, Joe's exterminator's cousin is David
nephew.
Wright's nephew. Is David Wright's agent.
And it's real.
Yeah.
This is real.
Bookie or
agent.
No, it's real.
And he said that David Wright is retiring. Right?
At the end of the year.
So we broke that story live on the air.
Yes.
From Charlie the Exterminator.
For you, Steve.
What's your exterminator's name?
Charlie.
Oh, I didn't get that right.
Yeah, Charlie the Exterminator.
Right. So, okay, his career's over.
We're going to do a little retrospective right now. David Wright's 13-year...
Do we have, like, music?
New Year celebrity bowling music. New York Mets.
I blew my load.
Give me his numbers.
I'm getting them. Hold on.
Well, you should have had them.
I had them. It just has to reload. Here you go. You can do this.
Okay. So David Wright's career numbers. Steve.
Okay.
On the horn.
All right. Give me one moment here.
Oh, my God.
It's got his this year's numbers up to speed. Where's the...
BaseballReference.com, everybody. It's not hard.
No, it's tough. So,
that's...
Yeah. What are you going to do with third? What can you do with third?
All right.
You have to make a trade.
I'm going
to
tell you who's out there, and not that I want it, but God knows, Jose Reyes.
They
is
said
gonna
no
be
already.
Out there.
They said,
I think a meteor is going to hit first.
They said no already. Yeah. Jose Reyes' career is over.
I got the.
All right,
so let's go.
What are we doing?
We're almost. He almost has 1,600 games.
Okay.
He hits almost 296 career average.
Can you stop with the almost? Can you tell us what it is?
Give me his numbers.
296, 1,583 games played. He's got. Let's see here. 970 RBIs, 242 home runs. 390 doubles, OPS of 867. Career.
It's a little underwhelming.
You're lost. Guy averages 35 doubles a year.
No.
That's insane.
And 1,777 hits.
Yeah. Okay. That's 1.4 hits a game.
He doesn't have 1,000 RBIs, right?
No.
He has 970.
No.
How many seasons?
13.
From 2004, so yeah.
Well, 12. Yeah, okay. 12. And, well, you got to take away three of them because he was injured. So 11.
And there was 1 year where he missed almost the whole.
Yeah. So the guy's got essentially 12 seasons with 900 RBIs.
80 RBIs a year.
Yeah.
I don't think that's great.
Okay.
Do you think 80 RBIs a year is great for a guy making $27 million a year?
Who else you got giving you 80 RBIs a year consistently?
Is that the argument?
Yes. Yes, it is. Who else you got hitting 300 for his career?
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, you're looking at it as an 80 a year, but there are years that he was close to 100.
No,
over,
and then
100.
There, over 100.
Over
and 100. Then there are years where he was injured for 6 months of the year.
Well,
so
I mean,
it's
you
like,
killed him by building Citi Field. You killed him. You killed the guy. 472 feet to center field. Come on. Who the fuck's going to hit a home run out of there? It was the least hit home run ballpark how many years in a row?
It will be a sad day when he retires, though. I will say, as somebody who's not a David Wright enthusiast, I've never been. I like David Wright. You know, I was thinking about this because I knew we'd talk about it. And I prepared something for you to tell you how I feel about David Wright. I love David Wright.
Mm.
I'm not in love with David Wright. I was in love with Mike Piazza. That was our guy.
Yeah.
I have fallen in love with Cespedes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
David Wright, I love you. Just not in love with you.
I understand.
You're a production guy.
I understand. I understand.
I like production.
I understand your theory there. I love and I am in love with David Wright. Mm-hmm. I love and I am in love with Mike Piazza. I love and I'm falling in love with Yoni Cespedes. I mean, Cespedes is a thing that you don't get to see too. He's like an eclipse.
Yeah.
Every day there's an eclipse that comes into Citi Field.
Well,
that,
sometimes he doesn't decide to play them.
Well, he's Cuban. We understand. That's why he's 3 weeks off. Yeah, he's an eclipse.
Yeah, you see him every once in a while.
Did you see that home run last night?
Yeah.
Did you see that? That thing had to go 7,000 fucking feet.
It hasn't landed yet.
I mean,
Wilmer Flores too. With
yeah, it was a nice little pop. Home run too. Yeah. But what I'm saying now is, who are we going to fall in love with next? Because am I in love with Noah Syndergaard? Not yet.
Man.
It's very close.
He's got my heart.
Yeah. I love Jacob DeGrom, not in love with Jacob DeGrom. Mm-hmm. I'm not in love with Matt Harvey. I don't love Matt Harvey. I think the next player I feel like I could fall in love with on the New York Mets is going to be Dominic Smith. Mm-hmm. I want to see the kid play baseball. Well, just bring him up.
They're a little hesitant because he's not hitting for power.
Oh my god!
He's in double A.
You mean he's gonna hit? He's gonna do worse than Lucas Duda, 228.
What, sitting on the bench?
No, always injured.
He has like 4 or 5 home runs, like just 30 or 40 RBIs.
But I don't think he was ever projected to be a huge power guy.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think so.
He was a 20 home run a year guy. They said.
Yeah, but that's not a lot of pop. I don't think. I'm thinking big home run guys, 30 or 40. Yeah, if he hits 20 home runs.
But how many guys really hit 40 home runs anymore in baseball?
Nobody.
It's Chris Davis.
Yeah.
That's really it.
And Chris Davis hit you 198 with 40 home
runs.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. The guys that hit 40 home runs are 200 career hitters.
But he is hitting for average, but the thing is he's in double A right now. He's 20, I think just turned 21 years old.
So you're not going to see him until he's 24, 25.
No, 23, 24. Yeah. Yeah, no, he's not coming up anytime soon, a year or two. But
I mean,
Lenny texted me and said, David Wright ain't shit. Bring Reyes back to the Mets. He was always
there's a man that knows his baseball. 718-928-9732. We're waiting for you. Give us a call.
Ronnie!
Yeah, Dad, I guess you got to call in for your weekly fuck you and your Father's
and
Day.
And Happy Father's Day. Yeah,
yeah, Happy Father's Day. Yeah, we said it this morning.
Yeah.
So,
well, this has been fun, gentlemen.
So, now.
All right, so seriously, what are we going to do with third base? Because that's a glaring hole. Can you move Neil Walker to third and then pick up a second baseman? That's an option, right? He said he's willing to play third.
Yeah, he said he's willing to play third.
Cabrera's been a godsend at shortstop. That was a great signing. That's really worked out well. Can you imagine if we didn't get James Loney? What if James Loney wasn't out there?
Yeah.
Who are you going to run out there overnight at first base?
Ike Davis.
Ty Kelly? Oh, yeah.
How's that going for you?
Yeah.
Hey, we won last night. Yeah. We're okay.
How's Ike Davis doing now?
Nah.
Has no great point average.
He's hitting over 100, which means he's doing much better than usual.
Ike.
Oh, really?
He's got an RBI. He's got an RBI.
Can we look up Ike Davis' stats
that short right field,
now?
Right?
So. For those of you that don't know, the Yankees once again dove in the dumpster of the Mets' old condoms.
We squeezed
out Ike Davis' juice.
Happy Father's Day,
yeah, happy Father's Day, Daddy. Squeezed out Ike Davis. And before Ike Davis, there, Chris Parmalee playing first base. Well, who's next?
Who
are you going to bring back? Tommy Hunter?
Who was hitting,
Hideki Arabo coming back for you?
Until he got hurt.
I was talking to this guy at work, right? He says to me, he goes, hey, you see that young kid the Yankees brought up? I said, oh, he goes, Chris Parmalee. I was like, he's not a rookie.
Yeah. Chris Parmesan?
He's been around forever, and he blows.
Yeah, he sucks.
I mean, that just tells me that anybody could hit 2 home runs at a Yankee Stadium. I mean, it's a fucking tin can.
But they're not being realistic with how screwed they are, the Yankees.
No.
Or maybe not yet.
They're a Broadway show that runs over and over and over again. They bring in new pieces of shit actors, and they sing their stupid songs, and everyone goes, $82!
So it's like the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
It's my favorite musical.
Yeah. But I don't understand what you think we are expecting. I'm happy that we're at 500.
You're not.
We are.
No, you're under.
No. But you're either a game under or at 500.
We're at 500.
In fourth place.
Yeah, there you go.
Five and a half games behind.
It's not that the Mets are closer.
Nationals are 18 games over 500.
Yeah, but the Yankees, those three teams in front of them are much better than they are.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't understand what expectations you're thinking I have as a Yankee fan. I am happy that we're being competitive. We're not getting steamrolled.
I think the Tampa Bay Rays are better than them, led by Kurt Casale.
Yeah.
So,
Cousin Kurt?
Cousin Kirk Casale. I think they're better than the Yankees. The Yankees have absolutely no pitching staff. Not a single pitcher.
He's been doing great.
Oh, that's great.
He's been great.
Wait till he has a beer.
No, he might be drinking again.
Yeah.
But I think what's sad about the
Yankees. And you guys are going to trade Severino. I know it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you got to be excited about in the future? What do you got to be excited about if you're a Yankee fan in the future?
I'm not a Yankee fan in the future.
Greg Boyd?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to come back.
Judge?
Judge is supposed to be really
Judge,
good.
I will tell you right now, you talk about betting man and predictions, Aaron Judge is going to be a bum in the major leagues.
We'll see.
The man is 7 foot tall. He can't figure it out in AAA at all.
And he strikes out at 8,000.
See, I want to hear Mike Francesa rail on the Yankees like he does with the Mets. Because for the first, I don't know, 6 weeks of the season, the Yankees were selling me on Aaron Hicks. Yeah. How good is this Aaron Hicks kid? He's 086 good.
Yeah. He's got a hell of an arm.
Arm out there. Brian McCann, his career's over. He can't stay healthy. So who do you got as you catch him? Romine?
Austin Romine.
Yeah, a hero to us all.
I think he's been the backup catcher for the Yankees for like the last 8 years.
Yeah. I got a Ref Schneider for you second.
Well, you know what's really funny is that when they did Old Timers Day, they wouldn't let Jim Larritz on the field.
Because he's a drunk?
Yeah, he had to sit behind home plate. They told him in a couple of years we'll invite you back.
Wow.
So,
that's a hell of an organization you got going on. Hideki Matsui, hey, maybe sign him back.
He
hit a home run at Old Timers Day.
Off David Cohn, no less.
Well, yeah, that goes. That old conehead.
Dear.
But anywho, now that we've railed on the Yankees for 2.5 minutes, let's get to the New York Knicks and the rumor that Derrick Rose is a piece that the Knicks want to acquire. And I know Steve sent that photo to me to make me angry, but it doesn't, and I'll tell you why. Because we have no other options, really.
Well, you have to let's clarify for, you know, Steve's mom who's the only one listening.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't like Derrick Rose.
I hate Derrick Rose.
So let's talk through that first.
I hate Derrick Rose just mainly because I think he can't stay healthy. I don't think he's a bad basketball player by any means. When the man is healthy and he's at 100% and he's right in his brain, he's one of the best point guards in basketball. But, he's never healthy.
Right.
That is it.
I would rather have a never healthy Derrick Rose than a never healthy Jose Calderon.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
But I just don't know what we would trade.
I was going to say, what are they looking for?
They're looking for Jerry and Grant and like 4 first-round picks. Like something crazy.
So we're going to go in the hole again on the first round.
Probably. Well, if you get Derrick Rose, you're going to have to. The only thing Phil Jackson said is he's not trading next year's pick. He's not. It would have to be the 2018 to like 20 draft picks.
Here's the thing, though. Even if you get Derrick Rose, does he put you over the top?
It becomes a big three. It does become a big three.
Until he gets hurt, though.
Does it put you over the top?
It makes you better.
But do you trade your future for the possibly here and now?
But the future is unwritten, and the idea that the Knicks are the worst drafting team ever. So I would. I mean, you got Jerry and Grant, who I think could be good.
You could have had top 10 picks.
You could have had so many players that you whiffed on because you're stupid. You took Marty Collins. Good work. Ronaldo Balkman. Good work. I mean, Michael Sweetney. Yeah. Good work.
Yes.
You know, how many guys can you... Jordan Hill. Could have had DeMar DeRozan. Good work.
Yep. Yeah. There was a couple of guys.
I mean, there are so many guys you could have had. So the Knicks don't know how to draft, so give somebody else the picks. I'm okay with that.
But, I mean, Phil has never had those picks. We obviously know that Phil can draft, so why give up those draft picks?
Well, all right.
I mean, how about historically,
this?
You are
Would
correct.
You trade draft picks? Let's say you trade Jerry and Grant, Derek Williams, Jose Calderon.
Well, Derek Williams has to opt in.
He'll opt in because he needs the money, one. Because nobody, I don't think anybody else is going to really go after Derek Williams' front line. But... Jerry and Grant, Derek Williams, Calderon, and 2 first-round picks, okay, for 18 and 19, while getting back Derek Rose.
Can we get a first-round pick, too?
No. You get 2 second-round picks back. That's what it would have to be. It would have to be.
Derek Rose is too injury-plagued.
I understand that.
He's only played 50% of his games in the last 4 years.
Jimmy Butler, too. Are they trying to dismantle that team?
They are. I think they are.
Why are they dismantling?
Well, Jimmy Butler is a prima donna, apparently. He takes plane by himself. Yeah. He doesn't ride with the team.
He's an A-Rod. He's a 24-1 guy.
He's apparently a nut job. But the Timberwolves looking into Jimmy Butler.
Why don't we look into Jimmy Butler?
What the fuck are we going to do? I mean,
we'll trade your polo that you're wearing today, Jerry and Grant.
How about that Spanish kid, though, we were talking about the other day?
They have his option from Real Madrid.
Which dude? For the Knicks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's,
Not Huerta. He's
no, it's like Herrera Gonzalez. It was like a mix of two names.
Well, there you go.
If you're listening, Herrera Gonzalez, dial in.
Gonzalo,
tell us what you're going to do.
Call us, Dan Le Batard's father. Call us.
Papi?
now that we know that Aaron Aflalo's leaving, he's going to leave.
Well, we don't know that.
I think it's pretty, because the opt out time hasn't come yet. Everybody said essentially he's going to opt out. So you got $9 million there, okay? Mm-hmm. You can make smaller moves by trading Derrick Rose and Jose Calderon, not for anybody that's going to frontline start, but you can move them, get a second round pick for this year. Try to move into the draft somehow this year. It's going to be very, very difficult. Yeah. I like Robin Lopez quite a bit, and the end of the season makes Robin Lopez trade bait. The end of what he did this season, mm-hmm. I would try to make a move to trade him back into the Western Conference to a team like the Suns or the Nuggets, a team that needs a center or a backup center, and try to get some sort of pick in that realm. But Derrick Rose is intriguing just because no one wants to come here and play basketball. So you saw what happened last year when we had money and nobody wanted to come here.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go...
They didn't know about Porzingis. I think if Porzingis now, came the year before... and the
you think we would have gotten somebody?
We would have had somebody.
Who? Who do you think?
We could have gotten...
Probably Greg Monroe.
Greg Monroe.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was actually pretty disappointing this year. He wasn't great.
Yeah.
He wasn't great.
Well, who was the other big free agent from last year?
Horford? Did we want to go after Horford?
No, Horford wasn't a free agent. I think he's a free agent now.
I don't want him, though.
I'd take Big Al.
Yeah. No, Big Al's Big Al Jefferson.
No. Well, Al Horford.
I would take Al Jefferson off the bench. Or Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah, they say, is leaving, and he's interested.
He's interested in playing for the Knicks.
He's interested in playing for the Knicks?
Yeah. Off the bench.
How much money you got to give him off the bench? $10 million?
No. Eight. Seven, eight?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I would 1 year, $7 million with a player option. I'd do that. I think Joakim Noah can make a difference off the bench. Mm-hmm. Also, and I'm totally in the minority on this. Everybody's like yelling at me when I say, why not go after Austin Rivers off the bench? As a guy who'll give you 10 to 12 points a game, because you got to get rid of Langston Galloway. Boy, does he suck.
Well, I don't think we need to give him away. I think he's away.
He's done.
He's gone?
I think this is
I thought we signed him for 2 years.
I don't know.
I felt like it was 2 years.
I thought he was like a one-year deal type thing.
You looking up Langston Galloway's deal?
Yeah.
Thank you. Great. And you need, first of all, you also need another assistant head coach. Because the guy, they're all dropping like flies over here. They're dying on you. You're going to all the assistant head coaches. You would have hired funerals. Yeah. You got to figure something out.
Where's Herb Williams?
Yeah. Where is Herb Williams? He's not with the Knicks anymore, right?
No.
No, he's coaching somewhere. Fired.
What about Brian Shaw?
Brian Shaw, assistant.
Ugh. I mean,
no, that's what I think. Brian Shaw.
Who can you go out and get? You can bring an ex player.
Hey, what about old onion head, Kurt Rambis?
Yeah. Is he a good assistant?
I don't know.
What does an assistant
even
do?
He can get coffee and make copies.
He's like, hey, coach, he's got two fouls.
Yeah.
Because they clearly wanted Luke Walton. They clearly wanted Luke Walton. Yeah. And it didn't pan out that way.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll go back and say this again and again and again. I like Jeff Hornacek. I like what he's going to bring to
this
team.
We'll see.
I think there's going to be some good offense happening finally, which the Knicks have been lacking for a couple years.
Yeah, because Rambis kept telling Kristaps,
get back
into the post, get in the post. It's like, all right, I get it. He needs a post game, but he's
shooting.
He's 7'2". And Kristaps, he can shoot over anybody.
And Kristaps Porzingis is still at that point where he's what, 21 years old, 22 years old. He's listening to his coach.
I think he's just turned 20. Okay. 21.
He's listening, still really involved in his coach, and he's listening to whatever, because whatever that man says is gospel to Kristaps Porzingis, because he wants to just put his head down and play basketball.
Right.
So Kurt Rambis is not the guy to do that. I think Jeff Hornacek could be the guy, because the first thing he said is he wants to develop Porzingis. What do you got on Langston Galloway?
It was a 2-year deal, but he becomes a free agent this year.
Oh, very good. Goodbye. Goodbye. I hated Langston. Remember when we re-signed him? I said, I hate it. I don't want it. I don't need it. He's just such a piece of shit, man.
If you're looking for offense, you got to bring back my boy Jimmer.
Bring Jimmer Fredette back from the constraints of his Mormon cult.
80-10-day contracts in a row?
Yeah, that's it.
I think he's got a field goal percentage of 1,000 right now.
He's the best shooter in NBA history, Jimmer Fredette. Yeah. Minimum of one shot.
Maximum of one shot. Porzingis will be 21 in August.
Okay.
He's 20.
All right.
What were we doing at 20 years old?
Drinking in a dorm room. Two bottles of Jack Daniels a night.
You falling asleep across my lap on the L train.
Yeah, being piggyback rode down the street. All right, let's move on to another defunct organization. Why aren't we paying Muhammad Wilkerson money?
Because you don't need him.
You don't need him. I don't need him. Oh, what do you got then? What do you got for me?
Is that not seem like the approach they're taking? Like Fitzpatrick, same thing? We don't need you.
Well, at this point, I'm going to say we don't need Fitzpatrick. At this point, because I watched some of Geno's video at OTA. I'm never going to tell you that Geno Smith's going to win you the fucking Super Bowl. But with the pieces he has around him, he can win 10 or 11 games with this squad.
You've crossed the line.
I said this last year.
Last year,
you're like, nah, two wins and all this, and look at what Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I believe he said
won 10 games.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, he did call me an idiot.
I did, but
one of the many.
But now we're in a position where who's it going to be? It's got to be Geno Smith.
Right.
It's got to be.
So Fitzpatrick may be dialing in today. I haven't got confirmation, but if he were to call us and say he's coming back to the Jets, would you take him, or you're like, no, no thanks anymore?
Yeah, it's got to be right now. I got to hear the pen to paper right now.
Would you take him?
At what?
Fitzpatrick? $10 million.
No.
You're $8 million. You're a hardline $8 million.
The only reason why I would sign Fitzpatrick is because I don't believe in Petty or Hackenberg.
Well, Hackenberg.
The problem is if he signs. He's the quarterback controversy thing is going to happen, and they said he's going to be the starter. I don't want that.
Which is bullshit. I mean, Todd Bowles is saying, well, if Ryan comes back, he's the starter. If I was Geno Smith, I'd be like, this dude's not even on the fucking roster.
But he's got
him to back that up. So.
Yeah, but Geno, all he has to do is just shut up, play the game. That's it.
So now that Muhammad Wilkerson is most likely going to sit out, who knows how long.
It sucks, but you know what?
This Fletcher Cox thing fucked us, too.
But if you see recent history, anybody who has made that type of money as a defensive end, it never pans out for the team. Like, J.J. Watt is making quarterback money that gives him no...
2 weeks ago, you were telling me we had to pay Mo.
No. I mean, I would love to pay Mo. I'd love to have him here, but I understand the business side of it. Like, I understand.
Take that away for 1 second. Yeah. Who else do you have to play that position?
Sheldon Richardson.
And Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, but you don't pay them that type of money for him to be a backup or a reserve. You know, so like...
How many people in the NFL have the luxury of those two guys, possibly those three guys? That's a rarity, isn't it? To have that.
We signed some edge rushers. Our Jordan Jenkins, they think, is going to be a dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be. And speaking of the New York teams, I want to touch on the Giants just a little bit because I know you feel a little left out sometimes.
I like how you touched my arm when you said that, too.
I just want to do it. So
I'm going to sleep with them later, so it'll be okay.
What I don't understand is the Giants organization, specifically Jerry Reese, says, oh, we're still trying to figure out what to do with Eli Apple. Like, you know, we're trying to fit him in.
He's your number 10 pick, man. You got to play him.
That blows my mind.
Well, no, I got right. You drafted the guy, your first pick in the draft.
You're going to put him in the slot? Because
he doesn't play the slot. That's the problem. So, you know, we're right now he's a very good-looking woman who we're not interested in sleeping with. We're just not sure what he can do. But, you know, I truly think he's here for injury depth. I think they believe
that's not how you pick a 10.
Oh, I get it. I
do injury depth at like third, fourth, fifth.
I'm not saying it's right, but I
think... You had the chance at Laramie Tunsil. I know we've talked about this, but Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, man, that
you had the chance.
Truth to do to do.
You had the chance.
So good.
And you made a split-second call saying, no, I don't trust his judgment and all this, and we here, you know, we only want our players to blow their hands up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Listen, if you're going to smoke out of a gas mask, you go to Miami and do that, buddy. You get over there and protect Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, in our goddamn division.
Well,
so,
we'll see what Tunsil turns out to be.
Of course. I mean, it's
projected to be great.
So, all right, let us move to the EuroLeague and Italia.
Hey. Woo!
Why is nobody saying that we're the team to beat now?
Because that is exactly the way Conte wanted it to be. They wanted no fanfare around this team because I think they wouldn't hang in with the pressure. I think that pressure might get to them, but Jesus.
We held Zlatan Ibrahimovic in check.
I got to tell you something. He plays this game like an asshole. He really
Zlatan?
Does. I know
oh,
he's going to take you back.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's like a kid like in a like PSAL soccer game.
But
he's stealing the ball in midfield. He's running into the box for the like it was crazy.
But what Italy did so well against Sweden is the offside trap.
Sure.
The offside trap was set on Zlatan Ibrahimovic where he had to stay so far back and when everybody rushed in, he had to move up. So it worked so well for them, and their other striker, Sweden's other striker, Guidetti, he was also silenced pretty well by that Juventus back line.
Yeah.
I mean, that back line, and I mean, Gigi hasn't even had to do anything really this EuroLeague.
No, and you know what? He looks a lot better than I expected.
He's ready to go, singing the anthem every 2 seconds. He's ready to, he looks like he's there, and...
This is his last one.
Well, here's a little funny little story.
Charlie Exterminator.
Yeah, I know.
No.
This is Mark the Grocer.
I forget who it was that said that he's not going to retire until Buffon retires.
You told me this. I don't know who
told
you.
I don't remember who it was.
Who are you talking about?
I think Casillas. Edgar Casillas.
Oh, it was Iker Casillas from formerly Real Madrid. He said, because they're really good friends, Buffon and Casillas. He said,
oh, I see what you're saying now.
If Buffon, I'll retire when Buffon retires. That's the only time I'm going to retire.
Mm. And he's not making the next World Cup, you don't think, Buffon?
No.
I don't know.
I don't.
You think it's going to be Sirigu?
Yeah, I do. Well, and for a couple of reasons. One, he's getting older. Two, he's not going to want to play in 200-degree weather. Screw that. Like, no,
that's a tough
Cutter,
one.
Right?
Cutter.
Yeah.
Which now we know is all the bidding was bullshit on it.
Well, of course it was.
Because how does Cutter win the World Cup?
Yeah.
How does Cutter
How are you going to get out there?
Yes. Yeah. All the infrastructure that you have.
I'll take a one-way ticket to Cutter, please. I don't think I'll be coming back.
Spend that extra money.
Italy was projected to be good. They obviously always have a great defense.
Their midfield is questionable.
The offense has really been great, though.
Eder and Graziano Pelle. Yep. That goal by Eder in the last 10... And she was at work, and I texted her. It's 0-0 in the 67th minute, but I feel like Italy is going to pull this one out. And Eder just pulled out a Lionel Messi move.
Well, and it's funny, because they said in the post-game, they said if that was Messi, this goal would be talked about for 10 days. But because it's Eder, nobody's going to
care. It was a fantastic
goal. I was watching Spain.
I understand. That was a
Portugal. What the hell is going on with Portugal in the Copa America?
Euro. You mean Mexico?
No, Portugal.
Yeah.
No,
Euro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Portugal's in the Euro League.
Yeah, Portugal sucks right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they don't have anybody else other than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Nani is 38 years old. You understand?
So is Buffon.
Nani's a midfielder. And to me, Portugal, they always come in with this hype that is unbelievable. I don't think their squad is that great.
They've
never been that great of a squad. I really think in the Europa League, it's Germany or Italy this year. I really believe
You're calling Spain out like that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
please.
I am. Wait. Spain will play Italy.
Even France is looking really good.
France sucks.
They're
good.
Fraudulent.
They've been looking very good.
Yeah.
They're a fraudulent organization over there.
You just don't like them.
No, I don't.
No.
But I also think that they don't have a great team. I mean, Paul Pogba is non-existent for that team right now.
He's very good.
Oh, he's one of the best. Yeah, but they need him to be.
He will be
a center attacking midfielder.
Yeah, he touched on Mexico. We spent 30 seconds on that last night. That slaughter that happened last night.
I felt bad. I have a friend who's like hardcore Mexico fan, and I was like, he has to be put on the side watch. Like, 7-0. That was bad. Yeah.
Who saw that happening?
I hate their manager. Who, the Mexican manager?
Really?
I can't stand him. Oh my god, him in that suit. Anyway, that's sad to see them.
Let's also discuss the fact that USA made it out of
that's true.
The group and into the semis.
I don't watch minor league soccer.
It was a fun game to watch.
They've gotten so much better as a team.
I think it's because of the coach change.
No, because it's still very good.
Klinsmann is still there. Yeah. No. If they didn't get to the semis, then he definitely would have been sacked. But now I think he just saved his job.
Yeah. They got some players on that team, though.
Dempsey looked fantastic the last game.
I know you hate Clint Dempsey. But Bobby Wood's an unsung hero in this.
Yedlin.
No, he's going to be out. Yedlin's good.
Yedlin's a monster. She's got a Dempsey jersey. Yedlin's a monster. He plays for Sunderland.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's a monster. The only problem I have with the U.S. and everybody telling me that Jermaine Jones didn't deserve a red card.
He duffed him in the face.
Yeah, he did deserve a red card.
He duffed him in the face.
Of course, and what an idiot for doing it.
It was stupid. No, but...
And you know whose position that is that he plays? That would be Lionel Messi's position.
Yeah, it's...
I don't think we're not going to... Even with our full squad, we weren't going to get past 15-0. Our
15-0. Yeah. on the way to the game.
They're going
to
go for the 2 after the second touchdown.
This is not, you know... Let's not...
Park the bus here.
Yeah.
We got three minutes.
We got about 3 minutes left, so let's do if I were a betting man. If I were a betting man, the Mets are going to get swept by the Braves today, and it's going to be bad. I think...
Who's on the mound?
I think it's Noah.
No, I don't think so.
No? Mats, and then...
Mets. Oh, it's Mets.
No, Mats was
yesterday.
Is it Bartolo?
You have the paper in front of you.
I do, but I also have this in front of me.
That's true. It could be Bartolo.
It's DeGrom.
It's DeGrom versus who?
Julio Teheran. Teheran, yes.
We have problems, and or we kill him. It's one of the two. He either strikes out 15 Mets.
This is how bad the Braves are. Julio Teheran is 2-7 with an ERA of 2.93.
Yeah.
He's a Met. Yeah. He's bound to be a Met.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to get swept by the Braves today. And I don't think it's going to be bad on DeGrom's end. He'll give up maybe 2 runs. Strike out 7 or 8, and then the bullpen will come in. They'll pitch Jim Henderson until his arm falls off, and we'll lose like 7-3.
Okay.
I think we avoid the sweep, and I think we actually gain some ground next week. Hopefully, we'll cut into the deficit there for the division.
Yeah, we got some bad teams coming next week. So
yeah, we play like the Braves like again.
We play the Phillies and the Braves away. I think that's what's next.
Like, we play the Braves again, I think, on a road trip.
Yeah.
I think we make up some ground.
And they're the worst home team in baseball, the Atlanta Braves.
Well, I think I'm going to switch back to basketball. I think LeBron has a terrible game tonight.
Whoa. That's wrong.
I do.
I'm sorry. We'll see. I'm gonna tell you you're wrong
right
now.
We'll see. Hey, this is if I were a betting man, right? Yeah. So, I'm going the long shot here. I'm gonna say. Well, let's put it in perspective.
What's
terrible
bad,
game is,
what's
right?
bad for
yeah, yeah.
LeBron.
22 points. 6 assists.
Well, shooting like 30%, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, 22 points on the face of it is great. I just think he has one of those LeBron James head scratchers tonight. And then he's got to eat
but
that.
But still fills the stat sheet. He'll probably still have like 2 blocks. He'll probably still have like 4 or 5 steals.
No doubt. He's going to, like you said, Steve, fill the sheet to the end. But I do not think you will point to LeBron James and go, wow, he was LeBron James then.
And since
title.
We have about 25 seconds left, I'm going to say with if I were a betting man, I think Steph Curry is going to have over 10 turnovers tonight.
Ooh.
Over 10.
Ooh.
Nice.
Because he had 8 or 9 in the last 2 games.
Steph lights it up tonight. It's 35-plus points.
Ooh. This has been Point of Order. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
Jason Bogdan.
Stevie McGrath.
Linda.
Enjoy your day.